I just want to say that we have an thank you for the opportunity, very, very brief, but we have an opportunity actually in September to downsize state government with the veto override vote, which would be the first time in 100 years that we've actually reduced tax rates across the board for every Missourian and every business. It's an opportunity for us to empower individuals with their own money and return a $400 million surplus that we actually have right now back to people. And these opportunities don't come along very often, as indicated by the first time in 100 years for us to be able to do it. There's two reasons why. The first is, I think historically, if you looked, anytime there's been a broad reduction in tax rates across the board, whether it was JFK or Ronald Reagan, our economy has expanded. It's a principle, it's a philosophical belief, but it's also demonstrated by history. And so we have an opportunity to do that here in our state for the first time. The other thing I think that's important to note is, generally through the appropriations process, we kind of spend what we have. It's just what governments do, unfortunately. And so for us to be able to return more of that money every year back to people will inherently provide structural reform in reducing the size and scope of government. So I think it's a really important thing for us to do. And the way that that tax cut is set up, before there's $1 billion in growth, $800 million of that goes right back to people. And again, this is something that we haven't had an opportunity to really do. The override vote is critical for us to be able to implement this as soon as possible. Fundamentally, people know best how to spend their own money than government does, and providing more take-home pay for people is an opportunity that's in front of us in 2 months. So thank you for the chance to be here.